You're listening to the Pageant Cast, your home of beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet. Welcome to the Pageant Cast. So glad that you could join us today. We've got a great program. This is part one of three fantastic event-filled episodes that we taped at Miss America this year on January 21st. In today's Pageant Cast, we are going to be airing interviews that we had on Tuesday before prelims. We were able to interview Miss Minnesota, Miss Montana, and Miss Wisconsin, Tracy Guess. That's all in today's program. And we are also going to be playing part of the press conference on Tuesday with Paul Villiand of CMT and Art McMaster. That's all in today's Pageant Cast. Later on this week, we'll have the other press conferences that happened during the Miss America Pageant Week. First, we'd like to congratulate Jennifer Berry, who is our brand new 2006 Miss America. I'm going to read to you the press release. Miss Oklahoma Jennifer Berry was crowned Miss America 2006 at the Aladdin Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, January 21st. Her walk across the stage marked her first steps on a journey that will take her from spotlight to spotlight, coast to coast, traveling approximately 20,000 miles each month during her upcoming year of service. Jennifer Berry, 22, a resident of Tulsa, Oklahoma, is a student at the University of Oklahoma. She is majoring in elementary education. Berry's platform issue is building intolerance to drunk driving and underage drinking. Listed on the President's Honor Roll at the University of Oklahoma, Berry's scholastic ambition is to obtain a master's degree in education. Her career ambition is to be an elementary school teacher. With the title, Berry won a $30,000 scholarship to continue her education. She was crowned Miss America during the final competition, which aired live from Las Vegas on CMT. Berry performed ballet on point as her talent selection for the evening. The first runner-up was Miss Georgia of Atlanta, Georgia, who earned a $20,000 scholarship after a piano performance of Chopin's Polonaise. Monica Pang holds a BA in consumer journalism from the University of Georgia and hopes to become a producer in the music industry. Second runner-up honors and a $15,000 award went to Miss Alabama Alexa Jones of Andalusia, Alabama. Miss Virginia Christy Lauren Glackis took home a $10,000 award. As third runner-up, Miss District of Columbia Shannon Chambeau earned an $8,000 scholarship as fourth runner-up. For the first time since 1974, the Miss Congeniality Award was handed out, going to Miss Hawaii Malika Dudley. The Miss Congeniality Award is the only award voted on solely by contestants and is given to the contestant who is most liked and respected by her peers. As the world's largest provider of scholarship assistance for young women and one of the nation's leading achievement programs, the Miss America organization and its state and local organizations last year made available more than $45 million in cash and tuition scholarship assistance. Miss America organization provides young women with a vehicle to further their personal and professional goals and instills a spirit of community service through a variety of unique nationwide community-based programs.
This podcast is proudly listed at the best podcasting directory on the internet, podcastpickle.com. We now return you to your regularly scheduled download, already in progress.
This is Shandy Finnessy, Miss USA 2004, and Tim Kretschmann is my favorite radio announcer. And, ladies, he's available.
Podcasting has exposed the world to some great new artists like Brother Love.
Good evening, man. There she goes, I can't hear.
Adrina Thorpe.
Back again, fly, 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 nothing seems to matter.
and of course, Bob Gentry.
He's turning me upside down. Tell me what I've done wrong now.
Pod Music Countdown serves up the top pod safe tunes each week.
If you want to hear the cream of the crop in pod safe music.
Yeah.
Check out the PMC Top 10,
counting down the top 10 pod-safe tunes being spun by podcasters
at podmusiccountdown.com. And as the Sea Dog says, keep it real.
Hi, with the Pageant Cast. Who am I speaking to?
Karen Stordahl, Miss Minnesota 2005.
Well, congratulations for making this far. I hear you're one of the finalists for the quality of life. Is that correct?
Yes, I was named as part of the top 10 for quality of life.
Well, fantastic. Now, your talent is?
I'm a pianist, so I've selected a medley of four pieces. They're my favorite classical pieces. If you want me to tell you all the entire list, should I tell you?
Go right ahead.
All right, good. It's Rachmaninoff's Prelude in G minor, mm-hmm. and then Chopin's Fantasy Impromptu, Debussy's Clair de Lune, which is my all-time favorite, okay. and then the last one is Malaguena. And they're all very, very familiar classical pieces, so I'm hoping that people will be entertained by the range of music on the piano.
Okay, now are you performing that tonight in the Prelude?
Yes, Talent for me is tonight, and then okay. tomorrow night is Onstage Question.
Okay.
And the last night of preliminary competition for me is swimwear and evening gown.
Okay. Well, I understand there's been a lot of changes this year with Miss America. How did that affect you personally?
I've been really excited about all of the changes. Nothing has affected me negatively or positively. I guess I've been pretty neutral, but I'm really excited about their focus on going back to a very traditional Miss America that is just that classic image of what we all know to be Miss America.
You've been having a lot of fun this week?
I've been having a great time. They have taken us to Universal Studios, the Venetian, where we had the opportunity to ride on the gondolas and be sung to. And
oh, did you bring the piano along to play for us?
No, unfortunately.
It didn't fit on the gondola.
Piano doesn't travel very well.
It doesn't.
No.
Oh. See, I don't know these things.
But we've had some great times here together as a group, and we're really bonding together really well.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Oh, you're welcome.
And thank you for being a part of the Pageant Cast. I know you have a busy night tonight, and wish you all the best.
Thank you very much. It was great to meet you.
Great to meet you.
Miss Minnesota went on to win non-finalist talent awards. Congratulations.
We need some help just putting together Pageant Cast. If you would like to help, send us an email at pageantcast@yahoo.com. We could use help in particular with finding guests and preparing news items when we do decide to have some news items. Also, any pageant title holders interested in appearing on the program should send us an email at pageantcast@yahoo.com, and we'll do what we can to get them on. Not sure how many locals we're going to put on. Not sure what our criteria are going to be for guests on this program, but I guess it depends on how things fill up. We are going to try to make this a weekly program when we can. Haven't decided what the lengths are going to be. I think we're going to do these interviews until they kind of run out, and see how that goes. If we need to have a little bit more format, we'll do that later on as well.
Who am I speaking to here today?
Sophie Steinbeiser, Miss Montana.
Well, congratulations for coming here to Miss America. Thank you so much for agreeing to the interview. Now, how long have you been involved in pageants?
Well, I've been involved in pageants since high school. I started doing teen pageants when I was a teenager, but this is my first year in the Miss America system.
Oh, really?
Under Miss Montana organizations.
Now, what local did you win to get here?
Montana doesn't have locals.
Oh, so it was a statewide...
It was a statewide open pageant.
Okay, and what was your talent at state, same that you're doing here?
It was a tap dance number, but it was actually to Gloria Stefan's Conga.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I'm an old man, so
okay.
I remember the 80s.
A real crowd pleaser with the 80s music, but this time I'm actually decided to go with a more patriotic theme, and I'm doing Bette Midler's Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy.
Okay, and why did you make that change?
We made that change, the biggest reason, I guess, that we made the change was as a statement to say, hey, Miss America organization, the folks back home at Montana, we support our servicemen and women both here and abroad.
That's fantastic. Now, what was your reaction when you heard about all the huge changes this year to Miss America?
Excitement. How can you not be excited to be the first class of Miss America contestants to get this new experience? And so I think that all of the contestants, we've been talking about it, and we think that it's just great. It's a great move, all the changes that have been making, and we're really proud and glad to be a part of it.
So tell me a little bit about what pageant week, what you've been involved in.
Well, I have a really good story for you,
okay.
Actually. I'm the one that my wardrobe was lost in the mail.
Ow.
Yes, so I have a box of shoes. So I have all of the shoes that I need, but I don't have any wardrobe. And so my directors, the pageant folks here in the Miss America organization, have been working really hard to pull stuff together to get me a new swimsuit, a new evening gown, and all of my competition wardrobe.
Oh, my goodness. How are you?
So.
Oh, boy. Well, you're taking it like a trooper. I don't think I would be standing.
No. Well, that's the thing, too, is it's not... There's not anything I can do about it,
right.
So I'm just trying to not think about it, I guess.
Now, how do you prepare for a national competition like this? Because it's so well-rounded. There's
mm-hmm.
all these different aspects to it. How do you prepare?
Yeah, well, you do prepare well-rounded, like you said, is you just do a little bit of everything, and that's really what a Miss America contestant is, that she's academically sound, and she takes care of her body, she's physically fit.
Mm.
And which is actually my platform, so I think that the physical fitness and swimwear is a very important portion of the competition, and that's what it's all about, is just trying to get yourself to be well-rounded.
Do you miss casual wear?
I don't miss casual wear. Well, I'm one of those people that you wouldn't know by seeing me on stage, but I own more extra, extra large men's sweatpants than I do regular pants. So really, if I were in casual wear, I would be in sweatpants and a big baggy t-shirt. But
right, and that doesn't really have the glitz and glamour
no,
of Las Vegas
not so
all
much,
over it.
Not so much.
Well, fantastic. Now, are you performing talent? Which group are you a part of?
I'm in the Sigma group, so I don't perform talent until Thursday, which is good, because we're trying to get a new costume.
So what is it tonight?
Tonight, I actually do my onstage question.
Onstage question. Now, you're in your interview suit for that, correct?
Or no, we're actually in the party dress.
Oh, in the party dress.
So that's what we wear during the opening number.
Okay, I'm a guy. I have a hard time keeping track.
It's okay. I only needed two things out of my wardrobe for today. So.
Well, that's good.
Yes.
That's good. Well, at least it's one of the shopping capitals of the world.
That's true.
In.
We lucked out being in Vegas, so it was a good move for me.
Yeah. Well, great.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much
yes,
for taking the time. We appreciate it, and we'll be putting this on the air soon.
Okay. Thank you
so much.
I appreciate it.
Thank you. No, I appreciate it.
I should mention as a side note, before Miss Montana went on stage, all of her costumes did come in just in a nick of time, from my understanding. So there is a happy ending to that story. Miss Wisconsin Tracy Guest is no stranger to the pageant cast, because I have interviewed her many times as part of our sister program, the Stimmung Stunde. I'm actually a huge fan of Tracy, and she's just a wonderful young candidate. Let's listen to now what Tracy did during pageant week.
All right, we're here with Tracy Guest, Miss Wisconsin 2005. This is for our internet pageant cast, Tracy.
Oh, great.
So we want to talk to you a little bit about what have your experiences been so far this week. We're recording this on Tuesday.
Okay.
You're competing in talent tonight,
correct? That's correct. I'm very excited, too, to be doing that. This morning, I also had an interview with CMT, and that was fantastic. It was exciting.
Well, you're a country music fan, aren't you?
Definitely, I am. Actually, when we have downtime, that's what I'm listening to.
It is.
It is.
Okay, well, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Now, has CMT given you a cowboy hat yet?
No, actually, we haven't. The only time we did anything country related was last week when Sugarland performed for us
live. That was after the Tonight Show, wasn't
that
it?
That was, correct. They performed there, and then they performed for us as well, outside.
Oh, that's great, that's great. Now, let's talk a little bit about this whole week. Now, you started a week ago almost, correct?
1 week ago, exactly. Today, I arrived Tuesday in L.A.
In L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what did you do in L.A.?
Oh, we did so much. I got to meet James Denton, which was very exciting.
Is he dreamy?
He is. And he's he's really, really sweet, too. He's a nice. He'll do a wonderful job on Saturday evening. But then we also took a tour of Universal Studios.
Okay, did you see the shark?
We did. Oh, my gosh. It freaked me out. I was so scared. Out of nowhere, it just came out. And then we also got stopped. We got a red flag because they were taping an episode of Desperate Housewives.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah, so we went by, and I pulled out my camera and was snapping photos.
So you went at Universal. What was the next day? Tonight Show?
Universal, then we did the Tonight Show, and then we went to a mansion in Beverly Hills, and it was a sponsored dinner for us, and they had red carpet and everything.
Oh.
It was special treatment. What was really nice is they had an ice sculpture.
Okay.
It said Miss America 2006. So.
And I've been hearing a lot about the buses. There's three buses, is that correct?
Yes, they're big tour buses, and on the outside they are decorated nicely. Yes, lunch.
Okay.
I've got
That's all right. Thank you very much for your time,
you.
Tracy.
Thank
and we'll see you.
This podcast is proudly listed on podcastpickle.com with more features for podcasters and listeners. Truly the best podcasting directory on the internet.
Remember to add our program as a favorite on the Podcast Pickle. To do that, go to the TKPN homepage. That's at http://www.tkpnpodcast.com and pick this show's link to the Podcast Pickle. Log in and pick us as a favorite. And also, leave us feedback. Let us know where we're strong and where we're weak. We need that feedback. We'd love to meet our listeners, so drop us a line while you're at our TKPN webpage by clicking on Send an Email to the Owner of this Program. And thank you for listening to a TKPN production.
I need to tell you something. It's about the best kept secret on the internet. Yeah, that's right. PodcastPickle.com. The best podcasting directory on the internet.
The TV show Malcolm in the Middle. Brenda Strong from Desperate Housewives. We're going to have NFL Hall of Famer Jerry Rice. TV radio host Lisa Gibbons, recording artist Brian McKnight, fashion expert Robert Berry, and of course Miss America 1985 Charlene Wells Moss. So with that, it's my honor to introduce my television partner, Mr. Paul Villadola, the Vice President of Programming.
Miss Arizona, people you can reach household-wise Saturday night?
You know, I don't know if there's a magic number to throw out there. You know, the number that everybody looks at is that on ABC last year, holding on to about 9.8 million. You know, to compare a broadcast network to a cable network is like comparing. So, you know, our expectation, you know, isn't that we're going to achieve something like that, but you know, really anything short of that could be historic for our network. Our benchmark for success has been our CMT Music Awards show. And, you know, we're very hopeful that Miss America Pageant can achieve numbers within that range.
All right, I just wanted to ask you if you could expand a little more on why you think Las Vegas is a good fit for the Miss America Pageant, what you see the future holds between the two.
Well, I mean, you really have to go back to where we were in Atlantic City. I mean, after 85 years being there, I mean, it was quite the emotional move to leave Atlantic City. And again, that's where Miss America was born and raised. Our company needs to be rebranded. We need to start regrowing, getting this, what we felt, this show on the road here again. And when our board of directors and our staff made that decision to move forward, we went out there along with CMT just to look at what cities were available. And of course, Las Vegas was on the top of the list, but we felt Las Vegas is a city that brings a lot of glitz and glamour to a TV show. That's what we want. And we think that's what our company is, that's what our pageant is, that's what our show is.
Any word on when you guys are going to make the announcement where the 2007 Miss America pageant will be in the date?
No, that's just something that both CMT and ourselves will have to discuss when this thing gets done.
Yeah, we're really focused on getting it right this year. This year's pageant. And then we'll start thinking about that after Sunday.
Monday morning, right, Bob?
Ticket sales?
I believe ticket sales are sold out now. You know, there might be 100 seats left, which were just some return seats, but they're basically, we consider it a sellout at this point. Saturday night, there's still a lot of seats available.
Where can
we
be able to get CMT in the
11
with them so we can watch it on TV after we experience it live? Are we going to be able to, if CMT's not on the table here at Aladdin, is there some way that we're all wanting to see it after we go and see it live on Saturday night and see it on TV?
My understanding is no.
Is there any place, because we all want to go there?
It's being installed today.
Oh, good.
Is it?
Yes, and we'll have it continuously for now on up.
Okay.
That start airing Thursday and Friday, and she'll be here through Saturday night.
no one missing it. Yeah, we also, you know, a big push for CMT was to provide the audience with a, you know, with profiles and a snapshot of who each of these contestants are. So back in October, all 52 contestants came through Nashville to our studios, and we did interviews with them, and we edited one-minute profiles on each contestant. Beginning on December 27th, they were offered exclusively through Comcast on VOD. At the beginning of this year, they were made available on CFT. Those profiles have been running in rotation during our video hours on the network, and they're also available on CFT.com.
Just a reminder, please come back here to the press center at 4 o'clock today, and we'll discuss ticketing with you for the events. Thank you.
This podcast is proudly listed at the best podcasting directory on the internet, podcastpickle.com. We now return you to your regularly scheduled download, already in progress.
Thanks so much for tuning in this week on the Pageant Cast. We hope that you had a great time listening to today's program, and we hope that you found the information within educational and entertaining. Tierra Dreams. Visit TKPN at www.tkpnpodcast.com. You've been listening to a TKPN production.